All right, Sunshine in the Desert next. Nick Angelo.
Why didn't we stop in Sedona? We could have eaten lunch and topped off the gas tank. We could have gotten more beef jerky for the car. And we could have stretched our legs. Deep vein thrombosis is a real risk, you know. Leg stretching is very important. Gotta walk around. But you didn't want to. You were in a hurry. We have to average 70 miles an hour, you said. We have to get there before sunrise, you said. Okay, fine, we didn't have to stop in Sedona. How about Gila Bend? There was a great sandwich shop right next to the gas station. At least it looked like a good sandwich shop while we were speeding past it. I guess we'll never know the quality of their sandwiches because, once again, you didn't want to stop. Don't need gas, I said. No, no, we'll be fine. We got enough gas to drive from here to the moon, you said. But it's 110 degrees out, Marvin. Wouldn't a quick stop be in our best interest? Nope, apparently not. And here we are, sunrise in the desert, and we're stuck on the side of the road. No gas in the car, no food in sight. And I think I hear the jackrabbits laughing at us. That's what happens when you run out of fuel in Death Valley. The local animals look at you with disdain in their eyes. Why tempt fate in a place called Death Valley with the word death in its name? Wouldn't that be enough to dissuade you from trying to risk it? Why am I sitting here surrounded by sand and heat and rattlesnakes and anguish? Why did you want to drive all day and all night without stopping? Marvin gazed into the distance across the sweltering desert floor and thought for a while. In one fluid motion, he removed his baseball cap and wiped the sweat beads from his forehead. Then he answered the question. When we were in the Petrified Forest National Park, I looked out at the trees. Those fallen trees that had turned to stone, and they spoke to me. They said, the desert is going to be hot and scary and dangerous, but the only way to gain the respect of that desert is to thumb your nose at it. You have to thumb your nose at the desert. You have to openly mock the desert. So here we are.